Now leaving space opera, turn left for Psychopomp Shonen. A Bleach Clone Wars fan fiction. Written by Phoenixy Friend. Read by God of Laundry Baskets. Ichigo first sees the girl on his way back to class after fighting Gahalo. She's his age, or a little older, but indisputably foreign. Her skin is darker than most people in Karakura, like Chad's in the summer, and a facial structure that's from somewhere not Japan. Ichigo isn't exactly good at this game. His best guess is that the girl is mixed, but the mix of what isn't in his wheelhouse. He pauses on a rooftop and keeps an eye on the truancy officer that's trying to argue with her. The man is largely failing at this due to the girl's halting grasp on Japanese. The officer eventually gives up on trying to get an ID to the effect of, "Yes, I am old enough to not be in school," and just lets her leave. He almost definitely should have let her go at least a few minutes before Ichigo even ran into them. The girl probably didn't even understand who the truancy officer was, just assumed he was police or something. She seems more annoyed at the interruption than anything. Ichigo would guess that she's either homeschooled, not really a thing in Japan, but foreigners do it sometimes, and he's seen it in American media that makes its way over, or actually already graduated. She's got a motorcycle, for crying out loud. She's dressed like someone who is definitely not a student. All said, the truancy officer does leave her alone after a few minutes, and Ichigo goes back to his run to get to class. He wonders, for a moment, why he even paid attention to the incident, but drops it from his mind. This is, perhaps, a mistake. Urahara's cat perches on a fence across the street from a garage on his way home one day. Ichigo knows there's more to a cat than meets the eye, but he doesn't yet know what. He'll find out eventually. Probably. The cat is watching a young man work on a motorcycle. The man is foreign, blondish and straight-nosed and square-chinned, and slightly tanned. He sticks out, even more than Ichigo does, because there are very, very few foreigners in Karakura town. There's just not enough going on here to draw investors or students from abroad. At least Ichigo himself has been here long enough for people to sort of get used to him. Ichigo knows this, the statistics and the sticking out, on account of his own resemblance to his mother, Yuzu's even greater resemblance, the way that they and Orihime and Chad are all treated by the town they live in. Karakura is still technically a city, but it's small enough that Ichigo knows most of the multiracial kids in his neighborhood, and a decent number of the adults. Seeing two new people in as many weeks is unlikely to be a coincidence. Sure, it's not the same motorcycle that he'd seen the girl riding, and the two people don't look anything alike, but it's possibly a point in the two being connected. Ichigo doesn't care, or shouldn't, except Urahara's cat is watching this guy. After a few seconds, the man looks up. His eyes meet with Ichigo's, looks at the cat just a moment too long and too serious to not know something is up, and then looks at Ichigo again. "You need help?" the man asks, heavily accented in a way Ichigo doesn't understand. Ichigo almost makes a face and looks away, but he was being rude by staring at the guy. And with that scar and obvious, not from here face, the foreigner probably gets stared at a lot. "Sorry," Ichigo says. He jabs a thumb at the cat. wondered what it was looking at. The man takes a few seconds to process the sentence, then looks unimpressed at the end. Ichigo feels a little insulted by that. Unfortunately, Ichigo cannot feel insulted in good faith because he actually is half-lying. He puts it out of his mind and continues on home. This is also, in some ways, a mistake. Ichigo hears about some Yakuza types wandering around Karakura, which is worrying. Karakura's not that far from Yokohama, technically, but they're deep in Yamanashi-ken, closer to the border of Nagano than Kanagawa. It should be too far from the big cities for organized crime to really try with them. In fact, he's pretty sure there are less Yakuza messing around in Karakura than in most of the surrounding towns, which, fuck it, might have something to do with the Hollows, with the way everything else has been going recently. Since Karakura's the second largest in the prefecture, it probably should be more. But there aren't, usually. There are plenty of Yakuza right now, is the point. And a few of them try to recruit him. He refuses. They also try to recruit Chad. That is similarly met with refusal. Best Ichigo can understand, they're looking for someone who won a bit too much money in some illegal poker games a few towns over. As far as investigation goes, Ichigo only sees some of the lackeys try to rough up another pair of out-of-towners, maybe twins or maybe just brothers, who don't seem to understand more than a bit of Japanese. They also seem really unimpressed by the Yakuza, and at one point, one of them, the blonde, reaches for a gun that isn't there. Maybe they're from that American military base down in Okinawa? They definitely look like they could have been soldiers. It would explain the guns thing and how they're standing, and their musculature and the hairstyles. It wouldn't explain anything else, like what they're doing in Karakura, or their accents, or the fact that they don't seem to understand the thug's attempt at English either. Even though he's pretty sure he doesn't need to stick around and see, Ichigo wants to know what happens. There's been way too much going on recently for him not to be at least a little worried about the Yakuza trying to intimidate probably soldiers. With Ichigo's luck, one of the foreigners is of a rank that it turns into an international incident. What happens instead is that the brown girl with the motorcycle shows up, exchanges some quick words with the soldiers, and somehow convinces the thugs to leave. Her Japanese is better than her friends, and definitely better than the last time Ichigo saw her. There are boxes on her motorbike with logos, and Ichigo realizes that the vehicle is probably for a job doing deliveries. She only leaves after the thugs are definitely gone, punching one of the soldiers in the arm and waving to the other. Ichigo doesn't put this out of his mind, not as easily as the other incidents. After all, the girl with the twisty braided buns met his eyes a little too long while waiting for the thugs to leave, with a smirk that said they shared a secret, and Ichigo isn't sure what to do with that. There's too much going on to think about it in depth, though. He sees one of the soldiers again, the one with the ugly scar, at the Donkanoji show. There's a middle-aged white man with him, with hair like rust and a beard that obscures much of his face. Even if it didn't, the hand he keeps up against his mouth as if it will help him think would do the job. Ichigo kind of envies him for the hair. That shade looks a lot more natural and acceptable than his own, while still being in the same color family. Ichigo loses track of them, and interest in them, pretty quickly. There's a plus and a hollow, and he has to fix this for some reason. He has to have words with this Kanoji guy. Violent ones. Fuck. That adventure happens, annoying and unnecessary as it is. Ichigo sees Urahara after, but the creepy guy is talking to the soldier and his friend. In fact, Urahara's tapping his paper fan on the older one's shoulder, mocking in a way that both foreigners seem unimpressed with, though the elder does blush a little and— Oh! Urahara's flirting! Right. That— Okay, then. Ichigo feels the heat rise in his cheeks and very deliberately puts this incident out of his mind, so much so that he doesn't even notice any of the adults paying attention to him. The mistakes will catch up, of course, soon. Ishida breaks the hollow bait. It brings out all the people in town who can see spirits. Some of them, Ichigo is already aware of. Some of them, he isn't. Here is what Ichigo is not around to see. Orihime comes down from the awakening of her powers, near unconscious with the effort. All her classmates are already knocked out with the trauma of the event and spiritual pressures, even now that the hollow is gone. Another hollow ambles around the corner, grin widening like a terror of a doll as it spots her. And she tries in vain to summon her fairies again. She can't, and she fears. And then there is a roaring noise. A motorcycle comes careening around the corner, up some ramp that doesn't seem to exist, and flies through the air to land wheel first on the hollow's mask. The tires spin and spin until the grind of it snaps the mask, and the hollow dissipates. Orihime's eyes close, and she falls asleep as the older girl turns to her, frowning. Urahara would have gotten there in time, but neither of the girls know that. Ahsoka berates him about it later. Here is what Ichigo is not around to see. Chad is bleeding and unconscious, and Karin is not enough to stop the newest hollow herself. She is crying. She is hurt. She is surrounded. She is saved by a man with a gun that shoots light instead of bullets, and his brother with the ugly scar. They assess Chad before she can talk to them, and when she tries, the answer is so stilted and rough that she doesn't think she'll be able to get anything out of them, regardless of intent to cooperate. One of them picks up Chad. The other gestures for her to follow. She does, because the second she finds a phone, she's calling Goatface for help. Chad needs a doctor. The man with the reddish hair that they take Chad to is not a doctor. He does, however, speak enough Japanese that Karin manages to get a phone call to her dad. Here is what Ichigo does see. The man with the scar slices through the hollows with ease and skill, wielding a sword that glows blue and looks nothing like Rukia's or Ichigo's own. When he focuses, Ichigo can sense an energy he's never felt. Not Shikigami, or hollow or human. Not evil or good or feral or refined. It's just alien. Vast and wild and beyond his grasp. Clearly not beyond the foreigners. Ichigo loses sight of him, loses track. He wants to know more, really, but he has school and hollow hunting, and Urahara's probably got whatever the situation is under control, right? Right. When Rukia goes missing, and Ichigo gets hurt, and his friends all gather to go save her from her shitty older brother. Their teachers include a bunch of people who are, in fact, not from Earth at all. One isn't even human and takes off some science fiction hologram watch that made her look human to reveal horns and head tentacles? Something like that. Apparently, they get to help train Ichigo and his friends. They don't know anything about Shinigami, but they do have superpowers, experience with abnormal swords, and a lot of training in various fighting styles. The man with the beard has a name that sounds almost Japanese, and he gets into a vicious argument with Urahara a few days after Ichigo gets his powers back. Turns out the Jedi have some pretty strong opinions about holification and about how it compares to something from their own history. Ichigo eventually learns that the reason they've agreed to spar with and help train this little pack of teenagers is because Urahara is, thus far, the only person who's exhibited any sign of being able to help them get back to their own worlds and their own war. The end. Author's notes. The Yakuza showed up because Obi-Wan scammed them out of a lot of money by gambling, and they're having trouble finding him because mind tricks got their memories, and Anakin got their CCTV. Casino gambling is not legal in Japan, barring horse racing, motorsports, lotto, and a few government exceptions. And even pachinko parlors are only legal for some specific reasons regarding historical and cultural stuff. Obi-Wan played some kind of poker to get a lot of money in a short time, and poker means illegal means Yakuza. The end. Thank you for listening. This was recorded for Voice Team 2024. For Team Quack. And as Team Quack always says, quack early, quack often, quack.